Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, November is Peanut Butter Month. Is there a jar of peanut butter in your cupboard or maybe more than one? Or maybe you just didn't grow up on peanut butter and that's not one of the things that's on your grocery store list often. Before I talk more about peanut butter, though, I do want to just mention again the book sale at the Atlantic Public Library. We visited with Nancy Armstrong on Wednesday to talk about that, but I went and helped yesterday, and it is just mind-boggling all of the books there are. And, of course, they're getting them so well organized. I was surprised at the number of medical books, medical reference books, and some of them quite new. The number of history books, if you're a person who likes to learn about the history in other countries as well as our country, the number of political books, you know, maybe bios of political figures, as well as a great stash of Westerns. Sometimes there's a short supply of Westerns, big supply of those. And, of course, lots and lots and lots of fiction, paperbacks, as well as hardcovers. And many of them are like new. You know, maybe one person read them, cracked the cover, and they're just like new. And, of course, the children's books. And it's just, you know, even though I usually go to the sale, I'm still amazed at the number of books, the kinds of books, the quality of books, and what a bargain. Now, if you are a member of Friends of the Library, or you want to become a member, you can start this morning at 9:30. If not, it's a little later in the morning. And remember, membership is only $10 a year, and it goes for just stuff in the library. You'll keep our library going. And it also continues tomorrow. It continues this afternoon and tomorrow morning. So get on over to the book sale. Get yourself some books. And my little deal, as well as lots of other people, you know, you buy your book, you give some money to the library, and when you get done reading them, you can take them back so you don't have to store them at your house anymore. So that's the book sale at the Atlantic Public Library going on today and tomorrow morning. Go and have a good time. Peanut butter. Did you know that we eat enough peanut butter in a year that would coat the bottom of the Grand Canyon? That's something you always wanted to know. It takes about 540 peanuts to make a 12-ounce jar of peanut butter. And there's enough peanuts in 1 acre to make 30,000 peanut butter sandwiches. And by the way, if you haven't heard the news, the peanut production this year was huge. So perhaps the price is going to go down a bit. By law, any product labeled peanut butter in the United States must be at least 90% peanuts. Well, what else is in there? Just look at the label. There's a little sugar usually. There's some added oil perhaps. Not much in addition to peanuts. And of course, you can buy pure peanut butter without any additions. Again, look at the label. Peanut butter was first introduced in the USA in 1904 at the Universal Exposition in St. Louis by C.H. Sumner, who sold $705 of the new treat at his concession stand. But going back earlier than that, in 1884, Marcellus Gilmore Edson, of course, you can remember all these names, he was in Montreal, Quebec, and he was the first person to patent peanut butter. And then there was John Harvey Kellogg, familiar name, a physician wanting to help patients eat more plant-based protein, and he patented his procedure for making peanut butter in 1895. Peanut butter farmers, do you know any of them? Well, at least one, well, both names should sound familiar because there are two peanut farmers that were elected presidents of the U.S. Thomas Jefferson was the first, and yeah, some of you will have thought about the second one, that was Jimmy Carter. Astronaut Alan B. Shepard brought a peanut with him to the moon. And then there was the guy who pushed a peanut to the top of Pike's Peak, that's 14,000 feet, using his nose. It took him 4 days, 23 hours, 47 minutes, and 3 seconds, and he must have had a really sore nose. As early as 1500 BC, you know, most of the things we think are new, we'll go back in time. The Incans of Peru used peanuts as sacrificial offerings and entombed them with their mummies to aid in the spirit life. Remember Mr. Ed, the TV's talking horse, and how his mouth moved? Well, peanut butter was the secret behind that. The oldest operating manufacturer and seller of peanut butter has been selling peanut butter since 1908, just shortly after it was introduced at that World's Exposition. The world's largest peanut butter factory churns out 250,000 jars of the tasty treat every day. Now, have you ever used the term peanut gallery, or you've heard people use that term? Well, the term became popular in the late 19th century, late 1800s, and referred to the rear or uppermost seats in a theater, which were the cheapest seats. And people seated in such a gallery were able to throw peanuts, a common food at theaters, and I'm betting those were in the shell, at those seated below. But if you weren't in those top seats and you were in the front seats, you could also use those peanuts to throw up on stage if you didn't like somebody's performance. Well, we talked about the amount of peanut butter we eat in a year. The average American consumes more than 6 pounds of peanuts and peanut butter products each year. The average child will eat 1,500 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches before he or she graduates from high school. And peanut butter is consumed in 90% of USA households. I mentioned at the beginning, some people may not have peanut butter for various reasons. One, of course, there are people who are allergic to peanuts. But we did not have peanut butter at my house when we were growing up. It just was never a part of our diet, I think because it probably was not a part of my mother's family or my father's family. You know, it's just kind of tradition, and it's almost unheard of. Well, we have peanut butter at our house now, so we're now a part of the 90% of the households. The amount of peanut butter eaten in a year could wrap the earth in a ribbon of 18-ounce peanut butter jars 1 1/3 times. Women and children prefer creamy, while most men opt for chunky. And people living on the East Coast prefer creamy peanut butter, while those on the West Coast prefer a crunchy style. I guess those of us in the Midwest divided up equally. 4 of the top 10 candy bars manufactured in the USA contain peanuts or peanut butter. Not too surprising. 4 of the top 10, almost half. And peanut butter is the leading use of peanuts in the USA. So peanuts contribute more than $4 billion to the USA economy each year. Well, there are different kinds of peanuts grown in the USA: runner, Virginia, Spanish, and Valencia. And peanuts are planted after the last frost in April or early May and harvest in September and October. Kind of like corn and beans, right? The peanut plant originated in South America. And the peanut plant produces a small yellow flower. They flower above the ground and then migrate underground to reach maturity. So you have to dig them up like potatoes. A mature peanut plant produces about 40 pods that then grow into peanuts. And most USA peanut farms are family owned and operated, each farm with about 100 acres. One of the famous people back in history related to peanuts is George Washington Carver. Dr. Carver researched and developed more than 300 uses for peanuts in the early 1900s. And in 1916, he published a research bulletin, How to Grow the Peanut and 105 Ways of Preparing It for Human Consumption. Dr. Carver is considered the father of the peanut industry because of his extensive research and selfless education to promote peanut products. And of course, Iowa State University claims Dr. Washington Carver as being a student and a researcher there. Well, how do you best like your peanut butter? Let me count the ways. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, of course, are probably at the top of the list, but did you know Elvis's favorite peanut butter combination? Peanut butter and bananas. That's a lot of people. But he also added onions to his sandwich And that sounds kind of strange to me, but peanut butters and dill pickles, I mean, the list goes on and on. If you're a peanut butter and jelly family, you might want to change out the grape jelly for some of the newer ones, maybe a mango peach combination. And have you tried peanut butter on Fig Newton cookies? Well, there's a million ways to try peanut butter. And until next time, have a happy peanut butter month.